You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
They should be open now.
There we go.
That's what we did before. We did them before.
We
anyway, so welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. We've been 9 years of doing broadcasting on LA Talk Radio. We're also on BBS in San Francisco.
Fun.
We'll be in Las Vegas. And I want to talk about your Vegas thing.
Oh, yes.
With the lawsuit, you're suing the people, the victims.
Crazy.
Crazy stuff going on.
Sure is.
So first, let's get into the act. Introduce her again.
So we have Casey Sterling. She's an amazing actress, director, and producer. And she's some amazing things going on. And
she's from Buffalo,
Yeah, I'm from East Amherst, New York, but born and raised in Buffalo. So go Bills.
Amherst was a great ladies' school.
It was a great ladies' school.
Then they had the wonderful murder mystery in that area, remember?
They did, yes.
What was that? Tell people.
Oh, gosh, I'm not even sure, because it's Amherst, Massachusetts, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm from Amherst, New York.
Yes, well, Amherst, New York had a drama with a gremlin. Ooh. It was about 30 years ago.
And
they did a movie about what happened. It was sci-fi.
Like
See, I know about this stuff.
I know. Apparently, it's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah,
you'll have to tell me more about
stuff.
That one.
Anyway, So now let's get back to your acting. You started into acting.
I am. Yep.
What made you interested in the world of acting?
I've always been in plays and musicals. I'm a singer. So that's kind of where I feel at home and love and have passion. And I graduated University of Buffalo, moved out here, and the rest is history.
Okay. Yeah. Well, University of Buffalo is an interesting school because they play football, but you see them time to time at the end of the year when they play the NAIA?
That's correct.
See, I know about this
stuff.
So tell us about, we're talking about acting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the plays as a kid?
I did. I did a lot of plays and musicals as a kid. Was always in choir and swing choir, show choir, all kinds of fun stuff.
What was your favorite play?
Oh, my favorite play. One that I was in or having
you were in.
I think I wasn't in Phantom of the Opera, but that would definitely be one of my faves.
Okay, so that's something you want to get into.
Perhaps eventually, Christine, maybe it's on the radar.
You never know.
Exactly.
It's LA.
You got it.
No, they're doing a remake of Phantom.
I know they are, yes.
They're doing a remake of Cinderella.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Disney's doing all this remakes.
And they're doing a lot of
No problem with remakes
Lion
are.
King.
Yes, they
depends
are.
Depends who the actors are. Yep. But some of the remakes were horrible. The one they did, Vacation.
That was not good. The original is so great.
It was great on it. Okay. Now what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to
Reed.
Contestant number two.
Yes.
So tell us who you are.
Number two is Reed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Reed Acarola. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, on the boat, I feel like Minnesota accent's the only accent that everybody thinks they can do.
Yeah,
because people don't go to New York and say, "Oh yeah, you're from Brooklyn." No one does that. But everyone, since we're so nice in Minnesota, you can just walk all over us.
It's funny. Yeah, there's a on the FX. Mm-hmm. There's a series about the North Dakota.
Yeah, Fargo. Yeah, everyone's like that movie Fargo. I'm like, that's in North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota.
Oh yeah, sure, you bet, John DeBoat.
They associate us.
So tell the listeners out there. How'd you get into acting?
Yeah, it's a crazy story. So I grew up with three brothers playing sports, football, basketball, and baseball.
Okay.
I played college football in South Dakota, Division II. And then my oldest brother, when I was there, he got into cheerleading, of all things, at Wisconsin. Okay. So go Badgers. So he did that. So I transferred over to Wisconsin, started doing cheerleading. So I did my undergrad, got my economics degree. And then he went to grad school. Northwest Missouri State, really great Division II football team. Go Bearcats. hey, you got to shout them out.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So my oldest brother went to grad school. I joined him. We actually competed nationally in cheerleading, won a national championship together.
Okay.
I stayed one more year, got my master's degree, won another national championship. And I went to Arizona to do sales. Like, my family's in sales. And I was there trying to interview, didn't get anything. And then through the grapevine, Bring It On, the musical, happened.
Oh, yeah.
They did a Broadway version, and then they did a non-union tour.
Uh-huh.
And I was asked to come out and audition in L.A.
Uh-huh.
So my first audition ever. I've never acted in my life. And I'm in the room with, like, Andy Blankenbuehler. These are people that are in Hamilton now. Like, this is this is the team that did Hamilton.
Sure.
And I'm, super green. And I booked
it. How do you think you did?
I booked it. So I killed it. I mean, I sang R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly, and the rest is history. Let's say that. So,
well, the thing is, you got the opportunity.
I got the opportunity, went around the entire country, and then went to Japan with the show. And I fell in love with the process. I was a swing on the show, and that just means like I was an alternate. I didn't go on every night, so I had to learn quickly. I had to learn three different tracks. So I dove into the process, and then by the end of it, I loved it, and I moved out here, and that was 4 years ago.
And do you are you also in comedy?
So when I first got out here, I wanted to do a lot of comedy. I still love doing comedies, but I've learned that I have a deep reservoir of emotion, and I can be sensitive and vulnerable. And ladies love that, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends. You never know in this business.
Yeah.
What will
That's
happen.
That's so true.
And then we want to introduce the favorite psychic, actually she's the best.
Yes.
Shannon Lesnar.
Yes, Shannon.
And folks are going to probably call in, talk to Shannon.
Yes, anytime.
And then they can. And a lot of people said, you're having a psychic on? I go, yeah.
Well, and I'm on often, actually. And I'm on often. I love coming here. It's
you come and you give us a light, love, and guidance. So we get it all. What I was going to say with Shannon, I don't even know the story, but last year they had the Vegas tragedy. Shannon happened to be going to that concert.
Oh, wow.
And she suffered, and she got shot. And what I've understand is the the Caesar Palace company that owns them.
MGM.
Now it's going after suing the people.
The victims.
Correct. That's outrageous.
What
do you think about that?
I've heard that.
The thing that outraged me the most is they said, it was in quotes, that we remained in the line of fire. That's why we were shot.
What?
22,000 people in one group. They blocked the exit somehow. I'm not going to go into that because it's radio. But they, and how are we supposed to get out? Now, you have something firing, How are you going to get away from that? And it's, I mean, we have this bunch of people. There is nowhere to hide. There's ricochets. There's things going. I mean, it is just the craziest.
And police were praying. Did you hear about that one?
Well,
The police was praying while this is going on. My cousin in Las Vegas told me the guys were praying instead of going up to get the guy.
Ugh.
Crazy stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go into the venue. They were actually outside of the venue,
right?
The whole time, and it was just the craziest scene. You know?
But you know what they say when things happen like that, it shows that we're not ready. People are not ready for these big events, and not only that, the city had guards over and a guy taking a gun from a higher room. And of course, we don't know when that's ever going to happen. Like a football game, you don't know what crazy people can enter. But Las Vegas, apparently, this guy had all these guns, and right? And then his girlfriend, she's being questioned. The one from the Philippines that suddenly had $2 million in her pocket. Mm. It's just a crazy story. And oh, by the way, someone called in. Please call us back. We would love to have you. So, you know, that's okay, people. You can call him. We're going to have a wonderful show. We'll be here till 9. So
I did want to add, Cameron, you know, to me, in this lawsuit, children are named.
Right.
And so I know that they are trying to protect themselves, and I know that this is protocol. But I think you cross the line when you sue the families of the people who died.
Or you sue
people who have been shot, who are maimed, who can't walk anymore.
Hold one second. We're going to get this call. Hold on a thought. Hello, you're on Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this?
Hi, just waiting to talk to Shannon.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Do you have questions for
Shannon?
Hi,
this is Leah in Gold Coast, Ventura County, and I just wanted to ask a couple of questions from Shannon while she was on.
Sure, Leah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Leah, this is Shannon.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Just checking here.
Yeah, go ahead, because, you know, the radio.
Yeah, just for my. Very good. Just have a couple of dynamics here. I wanted to check my work and financial. I was introduced to a beautiful owner of a Mediterranean Italian restaurant, and I'm delving into that. I'm a lot more courageous. But do you see anything there in at that site? Or
I mean, my feeling is that you. I mean, it feels almost like you're jumping into a tank of sharks. Though it feels to me like there's something that you're going to be you're going to be overwhelmed, and it's almost like a drowning feeling that I'm getting. So, if you're going to go in, make sure that you have a lot of support, because it feels to me like you're the type of person that likes to take everything on, and so you want to make sure that everything is handled in a way. It's maybe a little bit of you want to have control over the things. But make sure that you have some really good support, because it feels to me like right now, if you were to jump into it, your support system isn't as strong as it needs to be.
We can hear you, but there's background noise. Sorry, caller.
Okay, I got it. I'm listening to that, to the work. I can hear her.
No,
and then I just wanted to see
you may want to cut that off.
Seeing my special groups people, will there be somebody walking into my life that I may know already in my love connection?
You do have somebody that you're connected to right now, or at least okay. I feel that you have somebody that you're connected to right now. It feels to me like you're pushing away, though. So you're actually pushing that person away a little bit. And I feel like it's between both of you. There's a lot of push and pull going on. But it feels to me like you're really on high alert, like high protection, and you probably got some big walls around you. So you want to make sure that you lower those a little bit so you have a chance for some success.
Did you
hear us? Great. Thank you for the input.
Okay, great.
Have a great show. Thanks,
you,
Cameron.
Thank you
so much. Thanks for calling. Wow. See, we got people on. We got another call. Let's get that. Okay. Please call us at 323-203-0815 if you have people want to call in.
There you go.
Talk to you guys. 323-203-0815. We had another call, but I guess we were busy and they hung up. Who knows? Radio's crazy.
Radio's crazy.
I just want to bring in some news. It was a newsy day today, and Bethany Franklin, the one on the New York Housewife, her husband died of an apparent overdose.
Oh, wow.
So what we're going to do is if we find anything on, in the next half hour, we'll report it. But Dennis Shields was found dead in an apartment in Trump Tower. Imagine the karma? Trump Tower.
Wow.
And so to say, He overdosed on barbiturates.
Oh,
so we'll find out if there's anything more to it. And I know she's been married a few times. It's not like the first husband. She's been married like 3 or 4 times. But anyway, we'll report on what happened. Because this just broke. It's just a brand new story.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And then what we do now is we break stories on what's going on right now, because everything changes in the news.
Quickly. Sanders. Very quickly.
Yes. And then there was a heckler, at a voting booth, and they threw him out. Some guy walked in. Hmm. You don't walk into a voting booth if you're not invited. That was news.
Exactly.
We're gonna get this.
If you're
call.
Not registered.
Yeah, let's get this call.
Like a YouTube video.
Yeah, hold on. You're on Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome.
Hi. I'm waiting for Cameron.
Well, this is me. You don't have to wait. We're radio, baby. We're on the air.
Hey, Cameron, how you doing, pal?
Good.
It's good to talk to you. Hey, could I possibly get a reading?
Yes,
what's your name? You want to talk with Shannon. Okay.
What's your name?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah, Ken Pfeiffer. I'm with MUFON, State Director.
Oh,
and
Ken, I know you. Ken,
yeah. Have we met before? I think we have. I think I've been to some of the, Contact in the Desert and also the UFO.
I don't think he's been out there for a long time. But Ken is, by the way, the researcher for MUFON. He's been doing stuff for Europe, Israel, where they have a lot of UFO activity. So
nice.
We interview and we talk about UFO sightings.
Have you gone out to the one in Scottsdale?
No, I haven't had the opportunity. As a matter of fact, I missed the one in New Jersey. The MUFON had the big conference in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. But I was in Naples for 2 weeks. So Naples, Florida, of course, and I didn't realize when my vacation time was scheduled the same time as a conference. So I missed that one this year too.
Oh, so what would you like to know?
My future.
Well, that's broad.
Okay, that's a big challenge.
Wouldn't we all like that?
What's the lottery going to be tomorrow night?
So I'm taking a look at career. It looks to me like you have two projects getting ready to come up. There's something holding it back, though. It almost feels to me like there's, I don't know if it's a money issue or if it's something to do with finances, but there's a little bit of a speed bump in the road. There's someone actually, not you, that you might be working with that actually is, it feels to me, is creating a little bit of a hold up on some of your projects.
That's very good. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of putting together a book of UFO photos and everything else, and I've been hitting some brick walls with it, but it's slowly coming along, and hopefully within the next year I should have something together. So you hit the nail right on the head with that one, that's for sure.
Well, also take a look at some of the people that are around you that may be helping you with it, because it feels to me like there's somebody who's not really into it or really mm-hmm. dedicated to it, and they're energetically holding you back. You free yourself of that person and really, because I mean, I feel the drive with you. I feel that you really have this, a lot of things going on and a lot of great potential to be really successful. But it feels to me like it just on this project there, that one person is really holding you back. So, I mean, I have a feeling you already know whom that might be, but there is somebody there that's not, I don't know if they're not really that interested in it or if they're just not interested in helping you with this project. But as soon as you cut them loose, it feels to me like things are going to really fly for you. Next summer's a big summer for you. It feels to me like you've got a lot going on next summer.
Oh, that's great. That's good news. That's good to hear. Yeah, well, I'll keep an eye out for this person who is not as enthusiastic as I am. I'll get through it, but it's good hearing from you. And you, like I said, you hit the nail on the head. So that's great.
Okay, I got a question. Any new UFO sightings? Back east?
As a matter of fact, we got some real recent ones here from California.
Okay.
Marietta, California, the 1st of August, which was, 9 days ago, I guess.
Okay.
Person said that, where is Marietta, California?
Well, Marietta
is that close to you?
Near Palm Springs.
Correct. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Not far from
Temecula
Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that area has been, a lot of the fires been coming from that area.
That's
Marietta.
True.
What's the other area out there? With a winery, Temecula.
Temecula.
So there's a lot of fires going on.
You know, Ken, there's a lot of Palladian. There's a lot of Palladian activity lately. I've heard. I have a lot of people in these circles too, and they said that they've been spotting a lot of Palladian ships. I don't know if you guys know the types of ships and stuff, but I heard that there's been a lot of Palladian activity, especially in California right now.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have someone. I have lookouts all over the world for me, and they send me their photos, and I have a girl that takes a lot of photos up in Columbus area, and the photos that she's sending me, of course you can find all these photos on my website, let me put a plug here, worldufophotos.org. I got thousands, 10,000 photos on my website, but I've been publishing her photos, and she's been sending me some just incredible shots from the upper atmosphere, not in space now. I mean, you know, I'm talking upper atmosphere, maybe 30, 40, 50,000 feet, and some of these structures, some of these things that she's been taking photos of is just, they have to be alien craft circling our Earth, that's for sure. But I've heard a lot about that, and I've been posting a lot of photos, with some of these outstanding photos I've been getting. It was from San Jose and Columbus. There's a couple areas there in California that she takes photos from, and they're just they're terrific.
Well, you know, I was going to break news from England. England, there was a couple of sightings near the castle where the Queen is.
Hmm.
It happened yesterday, and they had sightings, and they haven't seen sightings like that for another, 10 years. But the sightings came along, and people in England saw the cylinder, and there's going to be more news about it, but it happened yesterday, and it was it was very interesting. I wish I was in England to see it, but a lot of people saw the cylinder, and it was amazing.
That's incredible. As a matter of fact, MUFON, he just had 4 cases come over from the United Kingdom.
Right.
I haven't had a chance to read them yet, but this one here in Marietta, California on August 6th, it said the witness said that she was having a cigarette outside, lounging, talking to friends in a chat room on my mobile, and I noticed the object was fairly close, oddly shaped. There was no sound whatsoever, and flew low and seemingly aimless. Definitely not a plane and too large to be a drone. The object slowly hovered toward the treetops, but came back around a second time, and I ran up for a better look as I've never seen anything like this before. I felt awed and excited and telling my friends and tried twice to record a video, but it was too late. The object eventually returned to its first path, and I lost sight of it as it went behind the trees. And that was the sighting they had in Marietta, California. There was a couple. Do you have time? There's a couple in Walnut, California.
What we'll do, we could do one more, and then we're going to get into
conversation. Ken, before you go on to another one, you mentioned August 6th, and that's 2 days before Lionsgate. So there was a huge energy shift on August 8th, which was Lionsgate. So it's kind of funny that it coincides so closely with Lionsgate.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's funny how a lot of these sightings kind of come along when there's major things going on in the world, you know, either good or bad, volcanoes or eruptions. They seem to see these alien craft flying around either a day or two before these volcanoes or a day or two after. So it seems like these aliens are keeping track of some of the things that they can see from orbit, I guess. You know, I guess they're flying around in their little flying saucers and they're looking down on the Earth and they're investigating anything that looks strange to them. So it's incredible what's going on.
Well, they had one over Turkey, because Turkey and the United States are at conflict right now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know about that, right, Ken? About the United States and Turkey? And they're at conflict.
No, I don't think I've heard that one yet.
They want to Turkey's holding a minister, American minister, in jail.
Wow.
And they and they want them, America, you know, Trump has asked them to release it. They won't release them.
Hmm.
And Trump is going to put his new thing now. It's put tariffs, and I think it's the wrong thing. Tariffs, if we were in a situation where we were getting ripped off or whatever, I could see tariffs. But now with the tariffs going on, prices are too high from China. And what he's going to do is he's going to stop.
I came across a very interesting thing. With my research, okay. I just stumble upon things, this, research that, and I'm always falling into something here. And there was a very, I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but there was a movie called The Great American.
Uh-huh.
And to make a long story short, it was the story about about our government knowing about the 9/11 attacks, two or three weeks before they happened. And it was the NSA, apparently the NSA, they didn't reveal this information to the government because, quite frankly, it was it had to do about money. They felt that if they didn't reveal this information to our government, the event would happen, 9/11 happened. And in their mind, they're thinking, well, let 9/11 have happened, then we'll be able to get billions of dollars worth of funding because of it.
Right.
And you just have, it's called A Good American. I got it on Netflix, and it's a documentary, and it basically tells about the NSA knowing the weeks in advance about 9/11, and it's a movie you got to see.
I'm going to go see it because I've heard so many good things about that film, and there's another one out about the conspiracy about Roswell coming out.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
I'll be in Roswell soon. All the people listening on the line, we're going to do a show from Roswell.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
We're going to do Sedona. That's our next conquest.
Nice.
Yeah. Let me bring up this. You got time restraints, but this last one here. Excuse me. August 2nd in Aptos, APTOS, California.
That's up north.
Yep.
Yeah, it said that my husband went in the backyard from our bedroom about 3:30 a.m. to cool off and saw an object and watched, suddenly exclaimed, "What is it?" He then said, "Honey, come out here and look at this." I didn't want to get out of bed, but he insisted that I come and look at a weird thing in the sky. So I put on my robe and went outside, and he pointed to the sky. It would appear to be a white light blinking every 3 seconds and moving very slowly south, but at a high altitude. Well, of course, we could assume that this would be a plane or something. But it says suddenly the object projected a short beam of extreme bright light, which shocked me because I've never seen such a brilliant light from such a distant and small object. We watched it as it continued moving south blinking white in a more or less regular 3-second pattern and randomly shooting the ultra-brilliant white beam like a laser in a north and easterly direction. We watched it do this until it disappeared behind a high cloud. Never seen such a bright light in the sky, night sky, as such a distance near an object that shot out a beam. So this person was pretty excited about the sighting they had. Now, you say Aptos is Northern California?
That's Northern California, near the Apple Corporation.
Oh, okay.
Cupertino. Very interesting. Anyway, Ken, you'll come next week. We're going to do our...
I sure will.
We're going to do our show about UFO, and we're going to do about Bigfoot. I have someone that saw Bigfoot.
Wow, that's a great guest to have. Show.
But anyway, we appreciate you coming on, and you're always welcome. You're a great guest, and I hope you have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week. We'll go more in depth.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, you guys have fun tonight, okay?
Right, thanks, Ken.
Take care, Ken. Take care, Ken.
Okay, I'll see you.
All right, we're going to move on. We got another call. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Cameron. This is James from Oxnard. I'm with the Sierra Club, and I'm running 2 electric vehicle shows in September, and I wanted to tell your listeners about them.
Okay, real quick, go ahead.
Okay, so these cars are like the Teslas and the Nissan Leafs and the Chevy Bolts, cars that don't take any gas at all and only use electricity, and we're going to show them all, one in Oxnard on September 9th at Channel Islands Harbor during the Farmer's Market. 9:30 to 3 p.m., and one on Saturday, September 8th in Solvang, the beautiful Danish city of Solvang, in parking lot 1 at Centennial Plaza, 470 Alasol Road, Solvang. Oh. We have volunteer owners of cars just to demonstrate them and show them to the public to explain the advantages of owning and using an electric car compared to a gas-powered car.
Right, right. I've been to one. They had one in Van Nuys. They had an electric car show. Mm-hmm. Out here, and it was really interesting because they do motorcycles on electric.
Oh, that's pretty.
And they also do. They also are going to have trains that go out in from China. Uh-huh. It'll be all electric.
Wow.
And they have diesel trucks that aren't going to be diesel trucks. They're going to be electric semi trucks.
Right. That's cool.
And
cool
it's going to completely revolutionize the freight industry because it'll be cheaper than using railroad for transporting goods.
Well, that's what they're doing now, and that's what. You know, the administration right now, they're using railroad, and it's costing them tons of money.
I think the railroad should go solar. I mean, they're in the sun all the time anyway. But make
Well, your mom's got solar, right, where she is?
Yeah, I mean...
Up in Lake Havasu.
Put those on those cars and, you know, make them solar. I mean, you get so much energy from these
Well, they do it
trains.
At the schools. Yep. You know what I noticed? At the schools, the L.A. City schools, and also I was up in Santa Barbara yesterday. Santa Barbara, they have solar.
Oh.
And the schools run on that energy. So anyway, we will, as we get closer to September, we'll have you back on, and then you can tell us, maybe we give away. Is there a cost to this event?
No, it's free to the public to come, and it's just come and look at the cars. There's no cost to show your car. Also, if you want to voluntarily display a car, you can do that. Can I give my contact info?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's my name, James... .reach at sierraclub.org. James.reach at sierraclub.org.
Okay, wonderful. And do you have a, the event, do they have a phone number for the event?
No. Well, I have my personal phone number. Should I give it out on the air?
Because it could get some people to come.
805, area code 805-444-6638.
Okay.
And so, there's websites and other things, but basically these are 2 electric car shows that are voluntarily done for nonprofit reasons of just teaching people about the advantages of owning and using an electric car. You save a bunch of money on maintenance, and you never have to pay for gas again, and you get to drive solo in the carpool lane.
There you go. There it is.
That's the reason
there. Anyway, we appreciate you coming on.
You'll have me back again? Okay, please. Whatever. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you.
Away. No, it's not. Yeah. Right? It's already upon us.
Thank you very much, and we will have you to talk. Have you back talk about the electric cars? And in fact, there's an electric car Mercedes has come out with that gets about 180 miles a gallon.
Wow!
And beyond. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank
us.
You.
All right.
Bye.
Switching gears. So now I think we talked to you guys enough about your background.
Yeah,
and then
I think
we'll do is we'll get the other group to come in.
Sure.
Which is fair, and then we can.
Yeah, I'll just quickly mention that we have a series that we produced. If you want to check it out, it's on Amazon Prime right now. It's called Not For Nothing. It's a real fun comedy about three comedians out here in L.A., and it's kind of a romp. It's a fun little series.
So people can watch it.
Can watch it. It's
up
now.
By the way, they're going to have Apple is going to launch their TV.
They are, yep.
Probably know. I know about it, and I know Shannon knows.
Yes, and Reed, you have a project, right?
Yeah, so I actually have a short film that I...
What's your film?
It's called Heart Tap, and I'm getting ready to put it out to short film festivals. So my first two are going to be Sundance and then Santa Barbara. So I'm in the process of submitting.
Santa Barbara's in January, right?
Yes.
So, when Oprah, are you acting in it?
Oprah goes in that one.
I'm not acting in it. So I produced it, directed it, edited it.
Right.
So I did a lot of the process, and it's a really awesome. It's a one-take film. So it never cuts.
Wow, that's cool.
It's really interesting. It's a very unconventional main character, so I'm very excited for people to see it.
Yeah, so for those that are not understanding, like, one take film is literally the camera continues to roll the entire film. It's pretty slick.
Back on what she said, Not For Nothing is a great series. No, it truly is. You can watch it straight through on Amazon.
Thank you.
It's really great. It's really funny. Yeah. And I guess I'll just plug my social media.
See, plugging.
Yeah, you know, so I'm an Instagram or Facebook, but Instagram is at Caught, CAUGHT, letter U, and then Reedin, REEDIN.
Okay.
I caught you reading.
We got to move on because we got other guests. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
We got to move on, as they say in radio time. I'm going to break a couple of stories. I've got a national story. But thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, what's been going on? Wake Forest basketball coach was placed on leave after punching man who later died.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the news. And we're going to try to see if we can interview someone regarding that. Yeah, come on in. Come on in. Bye.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Someone's leaving, I guess. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, we're just going to talk about a couple of news stories. You know, Laura Ingraham of Fox News made some crazy statements about immigration. Well, she was told by the network to apologize. It happened, you know, we get the latest news. And then another thing, Carmelo Anthony is now with the Atlanta Hawks. And then a mom was detained in Dubai after she was drinking a glass of wine on Emirates flight. And you know what happened? Dubai's an Arab country.
Oh,
and non-alcoholic.
They let her go. Yeah, and then there was a whole thing about Kourtney Kardashian, that she's going through a hard time right now. And, you know, we just break what's on the news today. But the story is that her family, they're having a little inner fight. And then Kim Kardashian got a little nasty last week on the media thing. It's all regarding who she was involved with.
Yeah.
And the guy was involved with some heavy stuff. Mm. And we're going to talk about that in another show. And then astronaut claimed he witnessed an organic alien-like creature, but NASA's denying it. So there is stuff out there.
Oh yeah.
We're going to tell people about it. And there's one other article I was going to mention, and that was it. I think that was it for this week. Because what we're doing now, we're mentioning is things that are out there. We're going to let people know, what the life story is, what the news event. Omarosa wrote a book about Trump.
Oh,
and it's going to be interesting to see. And he used the N-word, Trump.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise me. And she's a disgruntled, the White House said she's a disgruntled employee.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, for him to do that as a president, and she has to release it, that's not too good for him. You know, even though his popularity is now down to, I think it's down now to 38.
And that's actually high for him.
Yeah, 38
is actually crazy. It's actually not his lowest.
And also, you know, Amanda Bynes is doing well.
Oh, that's
good. She's been, you know, had a problem with drugs.
Also, she's bipolar, isn't she?
Yeah, she's bipolar.
Yeah, so she's probably got that medicated properly.
Medication. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's all on the air. You got. I got my voice. You know, it's
you gotta have a cough.
From the weather.
Yes.
And Macaulay Culkin says he lost hundreds of millions, not starting the Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
He's supposed to play that lead character.
Oh,
so
you,
a lot
oh,
of that
wow.
is happening. And then Meghan McCain thanks Chris Evans for defending Father on Twitter. Meghan McCain's on the View, huh. And you know, she always, her dad is everything to her, and you could tell that her dad, you know, when he was insulted by Trump, she really, went crazy. I would do the same thing about my family.
Absolutely, especially because he is a real war hero.
He's
you
a
somebody,
hero. Trump's not a hero.
Yeah, you have somebody who's never been in the military saying that he's not a hero. You have
right.
no...
His reign of terror will end. It's just the American people got to vote.
Yes.
And then we'll talk to Shannon and see what she feels. Shannon, what do you feel about right now with the U.S.? Where are we headed? Because we know there's a division, huge division in America. What do you see?
You know, I know that there's going to be some unrest. And, I mean, there always is unrest. That's just
that's America.
But you know what? I really do feel that a lot of this negative stuff is being viewed now and is coming to the surface because we're cleansing it out. I mean, the more we see it, the more it's being told, the more that it's coming to the surface, the more we can look at it and say, okay, this needs to be resolved.
Right.
So all the stuff that's supposedly been hidden all these years is now coming out, which is an amazing thing. It needs to happen so that way we can begin to change our society in a more positive
right.
way.
Right. And what do you see with the country? You see the people changing their minds?
I kind of feel like there's always going to be a division
right.
until there is more, what do they call that, more exposure.
Right.
As soon as there's more exposure, people become, here's the biggest thing. People need to be educated.
Right.
People need to educate themselves because how many people protest and don't really know what they're protesting?
Right.
If you're going to protest... Make sure that you know what you're protesting about.
I agree. The other thing is I think people should learn how to listen.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to talk, but nobody wants to hear what the other person has to say.
That's true.
And if you're willing to listen to the other person, maybe you'll be more tolerant of their point of view, then everybody can be heard. I think the reason why is people think they're not being heard.
Right.
And then they all want to talk, and nobody hears anything.
Well, what's going on this weekend is the anniversary in Virginia, of that, you know, the racist that's going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the whole thing about, we'll see where the divide is.
Well, it's interesting is somebody brought something up and I heard it is 9/11 now is going on 18 years. Will be almost
right.
18 years.
We talked about that maybe... A hoax.
But the interesting thing is now, next year, somebody who's in high school will not have been born when 9/11 happened. So you have
That's
a whole
true.
Entire generation now that 9/11 doesn't exist for them. It's only
That's
a history
true.
Lesson.
Right.
So, you know, I find that interesting that this is 18 years ago almost, and...
We're
more divided than we were before.
The whole thing, the truth is coming out.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends in the science said, you know, no way a plane could have exploded like that. So we'll find out the truth one way or another.
The truth will come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the truth is going to come out in America. And Bush did take it to the pants in the election with Obama.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what Trump's doing is going to happen soon because I notice... A lot of the Republicans that support him are switching.
Well, the reason why they supported him is because he was winning. He's Teflon. But it's because people were tired of the rhetoric. That's
right.
why he won. That's the only reason why he won. They were tired of the rhetoric.
Right.
And all the people that were running thought they could just keep doing what they were doing. And that's really why that happened. And now they're getting tired of all this media that's
right.
just you're bombarded with all things Trump every day. I'm just completely...
I just turned it off.
I don't even listen. I'm just... It's almost like there's background music. It's white noise for me at this point.
Background noise.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
As they say.
I don't even watch TV anymore. I don't watch the news. I don't watch TV.
The news, when I watch it, you gotta look at it and say, okay, it's all negative.
Yeah.
It's all blaming. And when I grew up, you had CBS, you had the Cronkites of the world, you had Dan Rather, you had you have the ABC brand. And the problem now is because of the, like the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
That's how the news is.
Well, what's interesting is I think, because I'm Generation X and you're other generation. You grew up in a generation where they were trying to tell the truth.
Right.
They wanted to just tell the story.
Right.
And my generation, the beginning of that was, but now the millennials generation, it's just to get news, and everybody has an agenda when they're telling the story. Yeah. So when they're getting information, they have an agenda in their head. They're only picking and choosing the parts that fit their agenda. Right. So nobody ever tells the real story anymore.
Right.
At least that's my opinion.
If I could add on to that, too, it's a lot of just leading by emotion, and it's more of being more sensitive towards these people's emotions instead of here's the information and we're feeding it like this.
Yeah.
And these corporations have to be careful in what they say now, and it's all let's mask it up to this and let's feed this information the nice way, and it's why not just tell it like it is.
Exactly. Well, you had at CBS, the president of CBS denying rumors of these affairs, and then his wife is Julie Chen she's a
Les Moonves. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And Les has, I've heard some past stuff with him from other people out of journalists. Now, with that going on, you know it's changed. Because who cares? Actually, what I'd like to see, instead of their lives, because we really, it's their lives.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see the real news. What's going out there? You know, for example, like Turkey and the United States. That's news. Right now, but we're going to put tariffs and crazy stuff. And all it's going to do, they'll buy from someone else.
Yeah.
They'll buy from China.
Yeah.
And then now with China, we're putting tariffs on China and we're putting tariffs on other countries. They're going to buy somewhere else. And what it does is tariffs don't do anything. All they do is a negative reaction.
Exactly.
Because you got recession coming on. You know? So anyway, I wanted to introduce her handsome son.
Yes, I brought my son on today, Christian. And then
welcome, Christian.
Yes. And then I also have the amazing producer, actor.
Triple threat.
Director,
triple threat.
Brendan Connor.
Yeah, it's great to be back, by the way, Cameron. Thank you for having me back.
The show evolved today. People ask a different question, which is good, because you want to raise
your absolutely, yeah.
Moves with the thought. And, you voice your opinion. What I'm going to do with my series, I got to separate that versus the show. But what's going on with you right now? Because I know you're working on stuff.
Well, that show, you met Casey, who was here previously.
Right.
She was my producer on that show that we put on Amazon Prime, the first season, Not For Nothing. And we're in development of other stuff. We're talking to a gentleman that owns his own channel, Beauty TV, it's called.
And it's
a streaming service. So we're in talks on producing his first show for that channel. So
they're doing streaming.
Yeah, it's basically all channels are streaming now, and it'll be a streaming service on that'll be included on another Hulu or Netflix or something like that.
Spectrum is doing it too.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just budgeting his next TV show, and we'll probably be producing that. And
that's wonderful.
Oh yeah. And then the usual rounds of auditioning.
That goes on.
Yeah, but I love it. It's part of the process.
Right.
It's just I'm just in it and doing what I love, and I get paid to do it. So.
And that's he's good. Always busy. Always busy.
Well, there's always stuff going on
But you got to have a regular life.
Right.
You know. I have four dogs, a beautiful wife who you met today. She said hello.
She left.
Yeah.
She left the building.
Yes. And I swim. I'm a swimmer. I was a swimmer in college.
Oh, good for you.
And then I still continue to swim U.S. Masters. So I do that. It takes my mind off all the other crap of the day. So you got to have a regular life, and then you pursue your career.
Well, yeah, you'll see, like me, I go to the gym. I go to a local gym out here, and I notice that the gym I go to, people just do their thing and go.
Yeah.
It's not like it was years ago when you go to the gym, you meet people. And it was like a whole thing of talking.
Yeah.
You know,
well, people that
I had that locally, because you meet the people, you get to know them.
Yes.
But now the millennials don't want to know.
Well, you know what it is? They're not.
I want to know you.
Well, it's also you're the product of your environment.
Right.
And they grew up with cell phones.
Right.
Yeah.
So interpersonal interactions in a social like a place like that, it might be difficult for them because they're used to socializing on their phone, but not with looking people. At eye contact.
I noticed that when I was at a market over here. Girl was on her phone and walked with her phone.
And was talking on it,
and
right,
they're
going to,
by the way,
going to
have a law about walking with the phone in California.
They need
they
to.
Are.
It could be a $300 fine.
Wow.
Because
that's
what
gonna...
they're doing is, because a lady got killed.
Well, yeah, people walk right in front of cars.
And got killed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another thing. And also what I find is, what the sad part is that the depression rate is much higher.
Oh, yeah. Well, because there's so many things, there's a research done where there's a lot of serotonin uptake when you get the use of all the social media, all these likes and stuff. So you get a rush.
Right.
And so, of course, what's the opposite reaction? If you don't get enough, you're going to actually be depressed because you're not getting the reactions you want. So there's a lot of, but I think this is the generation that is learning to really handle the cell phone first. So let's see what happens with the young.
We think they do.
Well, they're being affected by it like my generation was hit with the television and cable. Yeah. So let's see what the next generation does. And they might have a different reaction to it. Like, because I'm seeing a lot of younger people that are 10 or less or 12. They're not as stuck to their phones as much.
No, they're more open to other things.
Yes.
That's true.
So, you know, because they're the first ones that really are getting bombarded with the cell phone. So they're going to actually be the ones to use it the most. It's just, I think every generation has like a thing that happens that is a new thing that affects that generation. Mm-hmm. I think your generation, the generation before
my generation, you know what's interesting? We're the generation after the Beatles, after the Stones.
Yeah.
And, you know, having the Beatle channel is interesting because I remember some of the music.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Stones.
I listened to it because it's, that's.
And the Stones. And I remember Jim Morrison walking bakery on Ventura Boulevard.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he used to live up on Studio City. They all lived up there. One other thing I was going to mention on the next show we're going to talk about that about the cell phone, because cell phone also produces cancer. It produces cancer. That's why I tell people when they're always on the phone, I said, you know, don't be always on your phone because you know, you don't know the negative reaction.
Especially if it's closer to brain.
Right.
To the brain and stuff, yeah.
Right. And one other thing I was going to mention about our program, what we plan to do with this show, we're taking it to another level. Mm. And we're going to have people with the book tour coming close and the people with the different things of acting coming on. And it's starting to work together where they just suddenly I meet someone, boom, they have a book.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do, you know. I have a question for Shannon.
I was going to say, just real quick, speaking of a book, Brendan and I are working on a book.
Yeah, we're working on a book.
I knew it. I had a feeling. See, I didn't mention
it.
Yeah,
we're working on it.
My big thing is, you know, we have my family, you know, my mom.
Yeah.
I think I met you after my mom died.
Yes.
So anyway, what's going on right now is, my question to Shannon is, because we don't have much time, but my mom dying, there's money in the will.
Yeah.
My brother is fighting.
Of course.
Everybody.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
It's getting worse because now I'm not involved.
You go. I remember you saying, this is too crazy. I'm not going to participate anymore.
No, I just got out.
Yeah.
And now what he's doing is he's trying to connect my nephew.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to connect my sister. And he's getting with money. He bought himself a new car, didn't give the money. From my mom has a lot.
Yeah.
I won't discuss it. A lot.
Yeah, we can.
But anyway, what I want to ask Shannon is, what's going to happen with all that?
It's going to resolve. He's going to hold it in litigation for a while, as long as he can. But it's going to resolve. And I believe that I don't know what the statute of limitations is or the time frame, but he has to pay it out after a certain
time. Well, no, they have to do it after 9 months.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what he's doing is make my sister's life horrible.
Yeah.
And, she's got a nice, she's running her business. She does a print store.
Yeah.
And she's trying to let that go. My nephew is doing the getting things public. And I told him, I said, just be careful. Because yes. I have a friend. I told Shannon the story.
Yeah,
I had a friend that was a young guy. He wanted, you know, like the, oh, you see Wall Street. Guess what happened? He was buried in his car. Because a Bentley, a guy buried him. And you got to be careful who you connect with, because money is money. Money means to people. It's a power.
It changes game. Some people. It
does. Yeah, and he was killed by mobster.
Oh,
so
God.
I told my nephew, I said, just be careful, because you don't know who you're dealing with, you know? So, Shannon, you say it's a long process?
I feel like he's going to hold it in litigation as long as he can, but because of the statute of limitations, he's going to have to, they're going to have to.
Well, he's got to let it go, because, see, I have a lawyer. Yeah. I had to choose a lawyer, but I let him attack for me, because I don't want.
No, you know what?
I don't want to get myself personally.
No, I would say stay away from him as much as you
can. Yes, bad news. You remember?
And
I was going through a lot of hell.
And it's going to come to you anyway. It's going to eventually come to you, whatever his duty is.
Yeah, what he did was he made everyone miserable. He's trying to create a situation where you're blaming people for money, and he's looking for something. And my mom was a good person. My dad, they work very hard. My mom has plenty of money. That's not the issue. The issue is releasing the money. That's the big issue. Now, I had a question about my career.
Yes.
What do you see? I mean, I have Shannon, I ask you a question.
You're on the uphill climb, you know, and it's a good uphill climb, because there's lots of milestones. There's lots of things happening. I'm looking forward to the Netflix show.
TV show.
Oh, I'm going to be able to do the class that you teach.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah, because that'll help me.
Yes. By the way, I'm teaching Theta Healing certifications September 2nd and 3rd.
Perfect for me.
Yes.
A Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Oh, good. I'll say get a hotel.
I have tons
locally.
Of them. Yeah.
That way, I'm not bothered. You
get your own space at night.
Well, no. I'm going to West LA over the weekend.
Okay.
I'm staying at a Japanese hotel.
Nice.
On Cattell, you know, because it's sort of the religious place. I want to just focus to do divine service and help others. Anyway, real quick, we only have a few minutes of time.
I wanted to plug my website, and then my son
has
a chance to say hello. But ShannonLeischner.com, ShannonLeischner.com. I'm also on Facebook, Shannon Leischner. But I did want – Christian is actually one of those kids that, you know, he breaks the mold of millennials, because they're millennials that are – they're not very socially interactive. This kid is exceptional. I mean, he's so smart, and he's on the dean's list at school.
Congratulations.
Oh,
where are you going to school?
I go to school at Cal State Dominguez Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic kid. And so he's
extremely smart. Right where they have the soccer team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Home Depot Center.
Home Depot Center.
Or what are they called?
We got a few seconds. Yeah. So now what we would like to see you do, as we get this film, you know, the series done, and then this gentleman will help us get this thing done.
Oh, I will be able to help you anyway.
Yeah,
you
so
need.
What we're going to do is we'll get this thing done, and I think America needs something to laugh about.
Yes.
We're all depressed.
The
we got to get beyond
we'll
better.
Make
That's
people
true.
Laugh.
We
got to
make
that?
People laugh.
Yes.
I was at a Trader Joe, and I meet a lady, and she's, you can see she's not okay. I said, "Be happy." Anyway, so she started laughing. I go, "Good. Just be happy." Anyway, last thing, next week we're going to talk more about UFOs. Shannon, you want to give your phone number?
Yeah, you can reach me 310-503-9380. Give me a text, or actually message me on Facebook or friend me on Facebook.
By the way, you do also, real quick, Shannon will do
I do angelic communication.
Theta healing. Well, people communicate you on the computer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Do me messaging. Send me emails. Whatever you like.
Awesome.
Anyway, with that in mind, thank you all for coming.
Thank you for having us.
You know, they say in radio, every good thing has its time.
Yes.
Anyway, we want to thank everyone, and good night from Los Angeles.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sports and